My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to honor people's time. If you are in charge of how other people spend their time, being a good steward of this resource means spending your time making sure that others don't waste theirs. I read a story in the Wall Street Journal recently about how some companies are responding to the labor shortage by really thinking through how employees spend their time. If you have got a 5-person team on a project and you just can't hire a 6th person, making sure that the existing 5 people aren't wasting 2 hours a day on meaningless work is one way to open up the equivalent space. One company simply deleted thousands of meetings from people's calendars. Others streamlined apps for submitting expenses. Some made it easier to log in. I am glad these companies are thinking about these things, but I shudder to think how long those thousands of easily canceled meetings were showing up on people's calendars. The company said it freed up over 300,000 hours by doing that. But imagine what would have happened if they hadn't been wasting that time in the first place. Wasting employees' time is a terrible idea. Even if people do have to be there 8 hours a day, they can get 8 hours of real work done, or they can get decidedly less work done. The former sounds a lot better. Now, of course, I understand that from a managerial perspective, this is hard. Deciding what other people will do with their time is work, and it often feels like thankless, unnoticed work. And yet, while you want to empower people to make their own decisions, you do need to give some guidance. Because otherwise, since people want you to believe that they are working hard, they will show up in meetings, even if they are not absolutely necessary. People want you to believe they are thorough, so they do extra research on topics that you didn't really care about, but you didn't communicate that fact. People want you to think they are dedicated to their jobs, so they respond quickly to your emails, even if you would have been fine with them batching tasks so they could get more done. It is challenging, but it's also just a matter of spending time on this, just like anything else. So make time for it. If you plan your own weeks on Fridays, why not take a little bit of time to check in with others about their goals and your expectations too? These check-ins don't have to be formal 30-minute meetings with calendar invites. Just call or pop by the person's desk and have a quick chat. Be clear about what you care about and what you don't, so people don't waste time on the latter. Give clear instructions, so people don't waste time figuring out what you meant. To the best of your ability, help people establish what a good day or a good week looks like, so everyone can have the satisfaction of a job well done. Ask people to tell you about inefficiencies or anything that seems pointless. Sometimes these things have a point that you can explain. But if they don't, then maybe that is something to take care of. All of this goes for our personal lives, too. Those of us who have kids are often in charge of their time, and they have even less ability to seek out other places where their time is better honored than employees do. Kids' time is precious, so it is good to pay attention to what interests them, which friends they truly like seeing, and when they need space to explore. I think it is also wise to avoid wasting their time when it is possible not to. One of the reasons my family has gotten extra driving help sometimes on weekends and afternoons is so younger kids don't have to spend a beautiful day stuck in the car, driving bigger kids to activities. It is a big responsibility to have authority over someone else's time. Time is the ultimate non-renewable resource. Even if you are paying someone for their time, good stewardship of a precious resource means not wasting time when you can avoid it. So if you are in charge of someone else, make sure they can feel efficient, effective, and happy with their time too. It will likely help you get more done, but I bet it will make life more pleasant too. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.